بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ أنجاكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يسومونكم سوء العذاب ويذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم.
Verse number 6. Remember, O Messenger, when Musa fulfilled the instruction of his Lord and said to his people, the Israelites, reminding them of Allah's favors to them, O my people, remember Allah's favor on you when he saved you from the people of Pharaoh and gave you safety from their affliction. They were making you suffer greatly, killing your sons, so that no one would be born amongst you to take over Pharaoh's kingdom, and letting your women live to humiliate and disgrace them. In their doing, so was a great test of patience for you. Allah then rewarded you for your patience in his trial by saving you from the affliction of the people of Pharaoh.
وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
Verse number 7. Musa said to them, remember when your Lord clearly announced to you, if you are grateful to Allah from the above-mentioned favors that He has blessed you with, then He will give you more from His favor and grace. But if you deny His favors to you and do not show gratitude for them, His punishment is severe for those who deny His favors and are not grateful for them.
وقال موسى إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد.
Verse number 8. Musa said to his people, O my people, if you yourselves reject the truth, and together with you all those on earth also reject the truth, the harm of your rejection will be on you, for Allah is self-sufficient and deserving of praise by Himself. The faith of the believers does not benefit him, and the rejection of the disbelievers does not harm him.
أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهُ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بالبينات فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم وقالوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به وإنا لفي شك مما تدعوننا إليه مريب.
Verse number 9. Has not the news of the destruction of the communities who disbelieved before you reached you, O disbelievers? The people of Nuh, the Ad, the people of Hud, Thamud, the people of Saleh, and the communities that came after them, which are so numerous that their full number is known only to Allah, their messengers came to them with clear signs, as well as miracles. But they did not respond to their messengers and did not believe them. They did not utter anything that indicated their faith. Instead, They said to their messengers, "We reject what you have been sent with. We have disturbing doubts about what you are calling us to."
قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك فاطر السماوات والأرض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدونا عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين.
Verse number 10. Their messengers said in response to them, "Can there be any doubt about Allah's oneness and about worshipping Him alone, when He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, who brought them into existence without any precedent? He calls you to have faith in Him, so that He can wipe out your previous sins and defer you until such time that you can complete your fixed period of life in this world." Their people said to them, "You're only human like us. You have no merit over us. You want to turn us away from what our forefathers used to worship. Bring us clear proof indicating the truthfulness of your claim that you are messengers from Allah to us." Beneficial points. 1. One of the means of calling towards Allah is to remind those addressed of Allah's favors to them, especially if that is linked to a great favor, such as victory over or salvation from an enemy. 2. It is Allah's grace that He promised His servants more favors in lieu of their gratitude. On the other hand, His threat is severe to those who reject Him. 3. The rejection by His servants does not harm Allah at all, just as the faith of His servants does not benefit Him. He is self-sufficient and praiseworthy by Himself.
قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن يَكُنْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 11. In response to them, their messengers said, "We are people like you, so we are not blaming you for imitating your forefathers in that respect. Just because you are people, it does not mean that you should imitate them in everything. Amongst His servants, Allah bestows unique favors on whomever He wishes, so He will choose some to be messengers to mankind. It is forbidden for us to grant you whatever evidence you desire, except if Allah so chooses. It is not within our power to bring you such evidence. Instead, Allah alone is the one capable of doing so. Those who entrust all of their affairs to Allah will have trust in Him."
وما لنا ألا نتوكل على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون.
Verse number 12. What sort of objection or excuse would cause us to cease having trust in Him? He has guided us to the clearest and the most upright path. We will be patient against the harm you cause to us by bellying and mocking us. Those who put their trust in Allah will entrust all of their affairs to Him alone.
وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين.
Verse number 13. When those who disbelieved in Allah from amongst the people to whom the messengers were sent were unable to respond to the messengers' arguments, they said, "We will drive you out from our town, or you will have to reject your religion and return to ours." Allah then sent revelation to His messengers as a way to strengthen them. "We will surely destroy the wrongdoers who disbelieved in Allah and His messengers.
وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ.
Verse number 14. O messengers, we will cause you to dwell on the earth after their destruction. What has been mentioned of the destruction of the denying disbelievers and causing their disbelieving messengers to dwell on the earth after the disbelievers' destruction is for whoever reflects on my majesty and observance of it, as well as for who feared my warning to him of the punishment.
وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ.
Verse number 15. The messengers asked Allah to make them victorious over their enemies. Every person who is arrogant and stubborn towards the truth, who does not follow it despite being apparent to him, is a loser.
مِن وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمُ وَيُسْقَى مِن مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ.
Verse number 16. Hellfire is in front of this arrogant person awaiting him. He will be given the pus that oozes from the people of hellfire to drink, but it will not quench the thirst. He will continue to be punished with thirst and other types of punishments.
يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ.
Verse number 17. He will continue to sip it over and over. Because of the severity of its bitterness, its heat, and its rottenness. But he will not be able to swallow it. He will then be overcome by death from every direction due to the severity of the punishment. But he will not die and be relieved. Instead, he will remain alive and complain of the punishment. In front of him, there is another severe punishment that awaits him.
مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد.
Verse number 18. The righteous actions of the disbelievers, such as giving charity and having kindness and mercy towards a weak person, are like ashes on a windy day. They are carried away by the wind and scattered all over the place until no trace of them remains. Such are the deeds of the disbelievers, which are blown away by disbelief. These deeds will not benefit their owners on the day of judgment. Actions that are not based on faith are deviations that are far from the path of truth. Beneficial points. 1. Prophets and messengers are people of the children of Adam, except that Allah, the Exalted, honored him by causing them to carry the message and he chose them for it from amongst the children of Adam. 2. The preacher who wishes to instill change must expect that he will be confronted by difficulties, including verbal and physical actions of dismissal, denial, and harm. 3. Preachers and righteous people are promised victory and vicegerency on earth. 4. The horrible fate of the wrongdoers and enemies of the messengers, and demonstrating the punishments that Allah has prepared for them in the afterlife. 5. Showing how the deeds of the disbelievers will be rejected and not considered due to their disbelief.